Live. It is your show. We are launching into hour number three of the program. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us, those other talk show hosts. They charge you for their websites. Ours is free. Another great free website is our friend Nick's at freemindstv.com. That's where you can go to get more of Nick on his show, Free Minds Radio, Free Minds TV, both radio and television there. And that's all free. You can subscribe to their podcast. You can watch their YouTubes, or I think you guys are also on like five other internet
media sites. Metacafe, Daily Motion, pretty much any of the big ones.
So head over to freemindstv.com, and you can get interactive with Toby and Nick over there. It's good stuff. freemindstv.com. As we continue here with your phone calls about what you want, we'll start with Dave in New York. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live.
Evening, fellas.
What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Have you heard of a law passed in New Hampshire to tax all equines, which means horses, mules, and donkeys, $25 per year, and insert radio frequency identification chip into their bodies in New Hampshire, starting, I think, July 2009?
I hadn't heard the part about chipping the mules, but it's my understanding that the bill has now
shut down, right?
Yeah, the Free State Project members that were very very against this, and many liberty loving New Hampshireites themselves descended upon Capitol Hill, or the state capitol.
It's not really on a hill.
Yeah, it's not on a hill. Scared the crap out of the politician, and she took it. She rescinded her bill. She was just trying to help the horses.
That's right.
By just taxing you on them.
That helps the horses.
I don't remember anything about the RFID chip in this, but it looked like just a straight tax on horses.
There was going to be a license involved, like a dog license, and it was a bad bill as it was. I'm not seeing anything I'm reading about a microchip, but
I'm looking into it too deep. Derry Brownfield, who's a talk show host and a cattle purchaser, mentioned it, so it could be hearsay.
No, it was real. Or you mean the RFID thing. But the bill was real, and it's been shot down at this point. So thanks for bringing it up. Anything else?
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind?
That's it. You guys have a good night.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Just another example of how things are just a little bit different here in New Hampshire. The regular populace is a little more liberty-oriented, a little more likely to activate.
And a great example of how the Free State Project is getting, the weak, crappy bills. The ones that that could have made it, maybe we're able, the 600 of us or so that are interested in these things, we're able to stop those things. Once we can get some real liberty, a real amount of liberty activists here, we can stop the big, powerful bad bills instead of the crappy, weak little bad bills.
Well, by that time, hopefully there will be enough liberty activists that have been elected to the point where you're not just stopping bills, you're actually actively repealing legislation and things like that at that point.
It's my goal.
And it can get there. It can get there. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the political system, but I do believe that here in New Hampshire, the chances of changing things politically are much higher than in other places. I mean, the reality is that the New Hampshire legislature is the third largest in the world. There are the fewest amount of voters per legislator in New Hampshire, I think, than anywhere else in America.
Right, which means that you don't have to convince a whole bunch of people in order to get elected. Also, as well as I do, the vast majority of people go out and they vote, they don't know who the hell they're voting for.
Yeah,
they
true.
Really don't know. I mean, think about it. When I don't know, Ian, I don't even know what it's like for you when you voted, but I can tell you, I've gone into voting booths and thought to myself, don't know what I'm going to do here today. I know the governor. I know the president. I may not even know my senators or my representative in the state.
Yeah.
Not the state rep on the state level, but for the state to the Congress and the federal government. So when you start talking about city councilors and state house reps in New Hampshire, where there are 400 of them in a state of 1.3 million.
Yeah.
People just don't know, and so they're either going to go up and down, the columns. Like, I admittedly, that's mostly what I did. I just picked Republicans, and you've got a shot. You've got a real shot.
In many cases, for state representative, I know in some places they run unopposed. So you've got the incumbent. If nobody's going to run against them, and you're in that area, if that's something you'd like to do and you're interested in influencing things through the political system, throw your hat into the ring, because having your name in whatever column is opposite theirs, you at least stand a fairly decent shot of getting the votes, even if you don't campaign very hard.
Right, even if you don't put signs out, what's it cost to run here? I know for running a local office.
How much do you
want
to spend?
Right, well, what I'm saying
the
is
filing fee,
the cost
$2 for city councilor.
I think state rep might be like 5 or 10. It's not right. much. It's nominal.
We're talking about single digits here. In my town, it's $1 to run for an office.
Yeah. So there you go. So things are a little bit better up here in New Hampshire, and they'll keep getting better as more activists come here. I mean, we only have a few hundred people who have moved at this point. I think more people are going to move this year than have probably moved in years past, and we're going to see that number continue to go up. And when we're up to a couple thousand activists, it's mind-boggling to even think about all of the opportunities for changing things in a more positive, voluntary, pro-freedom direction. It's really amazing to even think about. So head over to freestateproject.org when you get a chance. We continue with your calls and talk to OJ, listening in Nebraska. OJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, OJ?
Well, I've heard you say this phrase repeatedly. You're talking about government destroying people's lives. And
yes,
I'm
sir.
Just wondering, where do you set the bottom line for destroying?
Destroyed, yeah. Where does a life get, just from being upset or disturbed to destroyed?
You know what, you're right. There's no real fine line
that's
there.
That's Ian's phrase, not mine.
It's certainly being utilized for exaggeration purposes. However, I would say that any level of interference, unwanted interference, is at some level destruction of one's life. So do I mean their lives have been completely decimated to the point where they cannot turn it back around and pick themselves back up? Not necessarily, but it is destroying one's life if it is my intention to go about my life doing what I want to do, and then all of a sudden men with guns decide to come into the picture and make demands of me. My life in that way, my freedom to choose for my own self, has been altered. It has been destroyed. I no longer have control over my life. And so I don't apologize for using that terminology. Does it mean it's a total destruction? Not necessarily in every case. In some cases, yeah. That's definitely the case, but I think it is a level of destroying that goes on whenever government touches your life.
Okay. Here's my opinion, and, I mean, you can take it or leave it, but I think that the overuse, at least, of hyperbole really doesn't do anybody any good. If you have one side of a debate that's using it and another one that's speaking in plain common sense terms, I think the people that are talking with sense are going to win every time.
So how would you describe what government does to people?
Before you go on, OJ, I mean, in defense of my partner here, there's sometimes it's not hyperbole. Certainly the guy who got it. Certainly the guy who got it in the back in the BART subway station, his life was destroyed, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so government does destroy lives. Where is that point of destruction? I suppose that point of destruction is when they have impoverished you entirely, put you completely out of business, or maimed you in some way. That sounds like destruction, and I can certainly find an example where they've done every one of those things.
Yeah. Those examples are newsworthy largely because they're relatively rare. I'm not saying they don't happen on a
governments
a
in
hold on
a second.
Whoa.
Governments in the 20th century alone were responsible for killing millions of people.
About 300 million.
Yeah, so far more people have died at the hands of the governments of the world than they have died at the hands of private criminals. So the government, it makes a habit of destroying people's lives. That's what government does best.
And if they don't destroy your life, they destroy your freedom, because they won't destroy your life if you do what they say. However, if you do what they say, your freedom has been compromised, and, you know, in some cases, a great deal.
Thanks, OJ, for the call tonight.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
I think it's a great point, though.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. If I cannot live my life as I intend it, any level of infringement upon that is destruction, in my opinion. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
You're never more alive than when you're on the cusp of madness. That was Alton Brown, the unlikely star of two food shows, on The Big Idea, describing his decision to completely chuck his old life and enter the culinary world in his mid-30s. When Alton said, "Why shouldn't I have a cooking show? I could do it better," he wasn't even in the food business. So he took the bold step of going to culinary school, shooting his own TV pilots, and pitching them to the Food Network. Alton's courage came from the deep certainty that he could succeed, and the understanding that he would be okay if he didn't. The point is, until you say, "Why not me?" the door is closed on every dream. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True from the Aha Moment to Your First Million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. privacyharbor.com. You can go over there and get a free account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure.
We continue with your phone calls. It is Bodie in Costa Rica. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bodie.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys what you think of the current economic situation and how that will impact Liberty here in the near future, because it looks kind of bad from a lot of angles.
Oh, it's bad. I mean, it's been getting worse basically since the U.S. government created a fiat currency. And so, I mean, really, the question is, how long will the fiat currency last?
Well, that's the question. And, you know, for the last week, all I see, I go online and, 80,000 jobs and then 50,000 jobs and then 20, and they're just, and I don't know because I'm not there, so I don't know what the actual, if that, is what it actually is. But when it gets like that, I start thinking, well, what would be the companies that support Liberty? If you were to get, we all live in the big monopolistic world with Walmart and, big box stores. But if you were to say, well, hey, I wanted to work for a company that stood for freedom, what would that be? And I couldn't even begin to imagine. And I'm, I live down here and I freelance and it's good, but I'm a little concerned because, the economy keeps going like it's going, and 2-3 years from now, it's not going to be anywhere near, it's going to be, hopefully it's just a temporary thing.
People are always going to need products and services, so I don't think that it's going to be complete disaster necessarily. But at the same time, if the dollar does crash and burn, it's going to be a difficult time. It will come back, I think, at some point.
In the Depression, they were dumping grain into, turning the grain back under and dumping the milk out at sea so that the prices would raise, and anyway, I don't know. Hopefully this is nothing like that. But what I am saying is that many jobs are being lost, and the reported, unemployment rate in the United States is...
Yeah, but who's reporting on... What I want to know is who's reporting on all of the new companies that might be starting up in their place?
Well, that's the thing, is that right now I'm not seeing a lot of that happening.
But would you get the news? Well, hold on now. Would you get the news on the front page of the Drudge Report if somebody created a new company in your town?
No.
So, of course, you're going to see the story about Starbucks cutting 1,000 jobs and Circuit City going out of business, but you're not going to see about the five new mom-and-pop businesses that opened up.
In my personal experience, in my businesses, I can tell you that the credit environment is still very tight, and the returns that you can expect, or that you could have expected a year ago and dialed it all in so that you had a decent business plan. And right now, there's this variable out there that, well, what's going to happen with the currencies, and what's going to happen, And so people aren't willing to invest, and it's kind of...
That may be true. I mean, in general, that might be true, but that doesn't mean there aren't people out there who will invest. In fact, it could be a great time to start a business if everybody else is too scared to do it. Maybe you should jump in and do something about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's kind of my thinking, too. But what I am thinking is, again, that it's not just about the money. It's about finding like-minded people. And, if the assets are... on a sale price because they're going to be foreclosed on, buy them up and start a real business that makes money with it.
Bodie, are you living in Costa Rica or are you just down there temporarily?
I've been living here for 15 years.
Okay, so you're pretty much permanently down there. How's the, obviously there's not as much of an economy in place already.
Well, that's the thing. The economy here is doing great. We have, it's based a lot, we get 2.5 million tourists every year. There's maybe 3.5 million locals, and the main business is tourism, ecotourism, and that does. And we do. There's some exporting and agriculture, and we're never going to starve because there's plenty of produce and everything.
What's the currency down there in Costa Rica?
It's the colón, which is about. 1,000 colón is the smallest bill, which is about $2.
And is that a Costa Rican currency, or is it...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and then 10,000 colones, which is about $20, is the highest denomination. But so everybody wants to go through the bank and with credit cards and everything else. But
so it sounds like you're saying that everything's all right down there. What's your concern?
Yeah,
I mean, you're just concerned that the U.S. falling is going to hurt your market down there?
The real estate market in the United States, a lot of the people who have been invested in Southern California and Florida have pulled out their money from the United States, and now they're building developments and condominiums here. And many of those...
Great. Sounds like a boom for
you. But maybe 20% have stopped at 80%, being 80% done. And I'm sure they'll get finished up. It is the point being they don't have the access to the credit and... And so yeah, it's filtering down here, but we're our situation is a lot better than in a lot of places. Right?
Well, really, all you can really do is prepare for yourself. You know, you can make sure that you've got some savings, and you can structure your life to where you're not spending what you're earning, where you've got 10 or 20 or 30% of your money that you're making every month is going into savings, and you can prepare yourself. That's really all you can do.
I guess as much as anything else, I was curious to see how other libertarians or people with that, mindset, what they think about the whole situation.
I don't know. For me, it's business as usual. I thank you for the call tonight, Bodie.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
I don't really know either. I don't think nobody can know what's going to happen with the economy, whether the dollar is going to crash. This is it. It's final gasp for air or whatever. No one can know. So you have to keep moving forward. Is it a good idea to hedge your investments with gold? Heck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree. And the economy hasn't fallen apart yet. We are not in a good place right now, and it doesn't look like it's going to get better before it gets quite a bit worse. So the big question is always, how much worse? And that's, I think it's the uncertainty that people have is making them a lot more anxious for a lot of people than the situation they're already in. Now, granted, I think I saw that for December, the unemployment numbers came in, and California had 9% of people unemployed. So
that's huge.
Theoretically, they're seeking jobs. For America, that's huge. France has a permanent 10% unemployment rate. That's what goes along with having a government that meddles in the economy. During the Depression, it was like 25%. So
isn't it 3 or 4 something here in Keene, New Hampshire?
Last I checked, it was about 3%.
So below the national average.
Well below, and I know that not just as a way to sell New Hampshire, because I know we do that on the show, New Hampshire is doing a lot better than most states. I think it has, if not the lowest, one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country now. And the economies around here, it's not as bad as they make it out to be in places like Ohio and California. There wasn't as big of a bubble.
And Bodie was telling us the last time we talked to him that there's just not as many regulations down there in Costa Rica, so that may be a factor as to why they're doing pretty well. It's one of the reasons why New Hampshire is doing pretty well, because the government just isn't as big here as it is out in California. It's not siphoning off as much wealth from the people that live here. So rolling back the government is a way to protect the economy. It's Free Talk Live.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site, all for you for free. Going back for an entire year at freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Cameron in Philly, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
What's on your mind, Cameron?
I want to tell you about something you brought up last night toward the end of the show. You brought up a website that my roommate and I frequent called 4chan.org.
Yes, it's a very unusual website. How would you describe it?
I mean, it depends. I mean, there's a lot of different boards you can go to, and some of them are directed towards TV and movies or health and fitness. But most people tend to go towards what they call the random board, which is what when people who know 4chan think of it, I think of, they think of the random board. It's pretty much, I would describe it as, I don't know. Sometimes it's been described as like the hell of internet. I'm not of the internet. I'm not really sure. Like it's pretty much on the random board. I mean, there's pretty much no rules. I mean, you can do whatever you want, as long as it's not illegal, technically. I mean, people.
Well. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's technically what the rule is, but I think people get away with that. But then again, the moderators of the board, what's that?
I was going to say, the reason why I brought up 4chan last night was because the story we were talking about was a guy that was arrested for child pornography for having hentai. I mean, and so a lot of the pictures...
Right, which is ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, it is ridiculous, but you can find a lot of that stuff over on 4chan, and so if that's illegal now, well, then they're not stopping that. And 4chan is known because you can be anonymous, and you can pretty much post what you want anonymously there. It's really not very user-friendly as far as a forum
it's so
is
hard.
Concerned.
I mean, it took me weeks to actually figure out how to use it when I first went there. It's not easy to use at all.
What would you say the demographic of 4chan is as far as its user base?
I mean, we're talking like ages here.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it's predominantly male, and I would say ranges from people aged like probably 15 to people. I mean, there's people on there probably. I know people go on there like 30, so probably 15 to 30 male. I mean, there's people outside that demographic, but I would say that's the main group of users. What's that?
I was just going to say, you were just calling to expound upon 4chan for our listeners?
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty interesting as far as, you know, liberty goes, because it's anonymous. You can pretty much do whatever you want. Granted, the moderators can ban you for whatever they want, but you can pretty much do what you want on there. I don't know. I find it a pretty interesting experiment almost in pretty much having no rules. I mean, the thing manages to pretty much regulate itself.
Well, some of the Free Talk Live BBS, there are very few rules on the Free Talk Live BBS, and some people like that and some people don't. And, you know, the nice thing about private property, and that's what we're talking about here, websites are private property. The nice thing about it is you can set the rules you want to, and you can experiment, and you can see what works well. And if no rules works for you and other people like that, then great. If having some rules is more effective for you and your goals and what it is you're trying to achieve, great. If having really restrictive rules is what you're looking for, you can have it all with private property. And so, yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. I don't really see the point of 4chan. I've been there. It seems like, you know, if you want to go and look at hentai, that's a, you know, good place to do that.
I mean, it depends what you go for. That's not my thing. That's not what I'm into. I go more for, I mean, there's a lot of funny pictures and funny stories that people post there. I'm more into that. I actually got into it because I still go to fark.com all the time, and they share some of the same user base. That's how I got into 4chan. But I go more for the lulls.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Brandon. Appreciate hearing from you.
I love those websites where they, you know, put up a whole bunch of odd pictures and you can just kind of look through the odd pictures. But the thing is if you search odd pictures on the internet, you largely get the same, crappier websites with the same pictures over and over again. Okay. I mean, there's probably 1,000 of them out there, but
didn't the 4chan people, and now one of the things that 4chan is also known for is creating internet memes, and one of those would be like the lolcats thing that you like so much, Mark.
Like the lolcats.
Wasn't that a 4chan thing pretty much?
I don't know.
A lot of the internet memes, and how to define the term meme. Oh gosh,
a meme is sort of an idea or it's an inside joke. A meme is sort of like an inside joke.
It's usually something you can pass around too, right? You can spread the meme, basically. But anyway, there's a lot of that that comes out of 4chan, and there you go. All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with Dave in the People's Republic of Somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, evening, guys. Well, it always comes down to fiat money, doesn't it?
Well, a lot of things comes down to the fiat money system. I mean, it's one of the reasons why things are in a bad way today, but go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to correct you a little bit. You said you received 3 ounces of silver today?
Yes, sir.
You sure you didn't receive 3 silver dollars?
Yeah, that's what they were, silver dollars.
Okay.
Or are they not 1 ounce pieces? I guess I didn't look that close.
Oh, they weigh a little more. Government throws something else in there to make them stronger, I think.
But there's an ounce of silver.
But a dollar originally, and I believe that still the definition of a dollar is
an ounce of silver.
A certain amount of silver. Actually, I think it's slightly less.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, since that was for the AMP program, I'm just curious as to what kind of ideas you guys have got to market and promote using real silver dollars to spread freedom throughout the world.
Well, likely the person in
not to put you on the spot or anything.
You know, silver is it's not as liquid as cash dollars, yeah. And I don't think that Talkers Magazine or Google are going to be taking the silver. So likely we'll buy the silver ourselves, cash it out, and give the money then to the AMP program. What do you think about that?
Oh, I thought maybe you'd run some kind of promotion where somebody maybe get their hands on it.
You know, it's an interesting idea, and something that I'm actually looking into is having some Free Talk Live silver pieces minted. I'm actually in the process of looking into that, and I don't know what we would do with it. Maybe we would auction them off, make a limited amount of them. I don't know if it's ever going to come to fruition. I've kind of been getting quotes on what it would cost to have something like that done. I think that would be kind of fun, you know, put our logo on a 1 ounce silver piece.
It's a very usable logo for a circular piece.
Oh, it would look pretty cool on there, but see, then you end up doing the Liberty Dollar thing.
Well, no.
The Liberty Dollar stepped in and they put a dollar sign on their stuff.
Oh, yeah, the Liberty Dollar got raided because they had a big operation with, you know, a few million dollars worth of metal. I'm talking about a few hundred
pieces.
And
it was alternative barter currency, essentially. It wasn't just a promotional piece.
Yeah, what do you think a Free Talk Live dollar would turn into?
What would it turn into?
That would be a Free Talk Live. That would be a Free Talk Live 1 ounce piece, is what we would be.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a dollar. That's for sure.
Oh, okay, all right.
But when you say turn into, what do you mean by that?
Oh, it seems to me that would become the new currency for New Hampshire, at least.
I don't know about that. There are definitely some people interested in creating some alternative currencies up here. I don't know what their progress is on doing that. It seems to be coming along slowly. I don't know how much capital they have. I don't know what their story is at this moment. But certainly there's some interest in having some alternative currencies up here. I don't think it's going to be ours. I think this would be more of a novelty item than anything else.
Yeah. Hey, what do you guys know about the law on engraving those things?
The law on engraving a silver piece?
Yeah, a silver dollar from the U.S. government. Is that a crime against the state?
Defacement. That's probably. I'm guessing that's defacement, but you can. I think it's been ruled that you can stamp on a note, on a dollar, as long as you don't completely obscure what, like a serial number.
But for the Fantastic Four movie, they had Silver Surfer sticker things that they put on quarters. So they made their own Silver Surfer quarters. It was just a sticker that they put on a quarter, and apparently that created stink.
Oh, that was a stink.
Not okay.
Really?
Not okay.
Wow. Yeah, those government people are really uppity.
They like the monopoly on the money thing. That's a damn shame.
Yeah, they're really uppity about all that. So that's why we just have to go and create our own alternative currencies. Dave, thanks for the call. I, by the way, sent you an email about the AMP thing, so thank you, dude. 800-259-9231. So, yes, we will accept alternative AMP payments, but really the credit card thing is the most valuable. Credit card or PayPal monthly subscriptions are the most valuable because it keeps it coming in consistently, and we can turn it right back around and buy things with it.
Silver isn't very liquid. In libertarian circles, if you had somebody you wanted to pay that's also into the hard currency thing, it's somewhat liquid, but not as much as dollars or...
I'm not saying I don't appreciate it. I absolutely do. 800-259-9231. It's just that one works better for the AMP purposes than the other. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Dozens of categories in which to shop. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. The brands you trust. Reviews from the users. I mean, it really, there's no real reason to go to the department stores anymore. Amazon.freetalklive.com has got it all. Plus, you can even buy used items, so you need to save a few bucks. Buy used, and we'll still get a percentage if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. So I'm going to come back around to a topic we've kind of been off and on all night on this show, and that was the discussion we had about stupidity and whether or not people that are indoctrinated by the system are, in my opinion, ignorant, or in as Mark suggested, are they just stupid? I mean,
I'm not saying that there's a difference. No, I'm using the terminology stupid in a colloquial sense, and with a broad brush, and saying that ignorance, stupidity, the desire not to learn, cognitive dissonance, all of these things, I'm just calling stupidity. It's an insulting term.
That's what I don't like about it. I feel like it's just too looking down your nose at somebody. And if that's what makes you feel good, Mark, then, you know, by all means, you should call them whatever you want to. But I just feel like these people have the potential to know more. They can learn. Should they decide they want to, they can come to these
conclusions. It's not that I don't believe that people individually can come to, I absolutely do people believe that people individually can come to understand the concept of liberty. It is the sort of the masses, as it were, this group think. And I'm absolutely...
You were one of those people at one point, right?
Absolutely true. When confronted with logic, I was unable to turn away.
So you're saying that's what makes you better?
Yeah, I'm not turning away from the logic. Yes.
Okay.
When shown that what is being told to me is the truth, I don't continue to believe lies.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely understand exactly where you're coming from, and all I can say in defense of those folks is that their lies are comfortable. That their lies that they believe are comfortable to them, that they, what they believed all their life, and perhaps maybe we're dealing with people that are a little on the older side, maybe more reluctant to change. Maybe you came across these truths earlier on and it made it easier for you to accept. That, I suppose, could be a factor. But I believe that there's comfort in where they are, and going outside of that zone creates that cognitive dissonance. They don't want to feel that, so they just put it aside. Maybe they're not even listening too closely. Maybe they're not really processing what you're having to say, simply because it's too uncomfortable for them to realize the magnanimousness of how wrong they were. I mean, it's magnanimity. Of how wrong they actually were. That could be a tough thing to come to grips with,
well,
I think.
You know, I don't even know that it's that far along. I was talking to the gal on TalkBack there, and you know, she said she on the marijuana topic and saying how immoral the war on drugs is, and I was just beating her into a corner on it, and she said, well, I know I'm waffling here, and she knew she had no place to go,
yeah,
but she wouldn't stand up and do anything. And I asked her, really, how different are you from the guy who was working at the concentration camp? Sure, you didn't throw anybody into a gas chamber, but you were there. You could have done something about it. She's like, but I'm just a city council person. And I'm like, well, stand up in front of the city council. The city council takes a stand. The city council tells the chief of police that we're going to cut your budget unless you make marijuana the lowest priority. You know, you just keep on pounding these people and do what is right. But what about? And she just waffled, and now today, is she doing anything different?
No. No, she's not.
That's immoral.
It is, but to her morality's different.
No, she's not, because she couldn't even make a point in her own defense. Her morality comfortable she is.
I've got her words right here. Nick, did you want to jump in here before I go into this?
No, you're on a roll. I'll let you go.
Okay. Here are her words, because she sent me an email asking me about, well, she actually was asking about the internet stream that we do of her show. So if you want to hear what we're talking about, this interaction with Cynthia, who's one of the city councilors here in Keene, New Hampshire, you can listen to the Free Talk Live stream between 9 a.m. and noon on Saturdays, Eastern Time, and you'll be able to hear this, her show, which we make a habit of calling into the liberty activists in the area, and sometimes across the world, will call into to give these people the pro-liberty viewpoint. And so here's what she was asking. She says, why have the Free Staters chosen my show to listen to and participate in? I'm not sure if it's a compliment or something else. I responded by saying, Cynthia, your show is unique in Keene. It's widely listened to among those who care about what goes on, from what I can tell. Plus, if we can influence those of you who can control the lives of others to lessen that control, it's worthwhile.
Cynthia's show is like waving meat in front of a wild cat when it comes to Free Staters. I'm sorry. It's politicians getting up there, patting each other on the back. I'm, you know, violent, dangerous people who, you know, essentially mafia dons and pinstripe suits saying how great and good they are.
Mm-hmm.
Of course that draws out Free Staters.
Slowly influencing the listeners in a pro-liberty direction is also a positive. Finally, it sends a message to those who actively support controlling others that we are not going away and that our ranks are growing. Hope that answers your question. So she wrote back, thanks for the explanation. Now this is where we get into her mindset here, so listen carefully. I don't think of myself as one who wants to control the lives of others. She puts that part in quotes because that's what I said originally. She says, I just want everyone protected and for their lives to go comfortably. I honestly believe the only way to do that is to be as certain as possible that everyone lives by reasonable rules. The best I can say for myself is I try to be fair, and I do get a lot of people telling me they turn off the radio when the Free Staters come on.
I understand that's got to be a real dilemma. It's got to be a real dilemma, and I'm not so sure. People say that they turn off the radio when they don't.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They say that a lot.
They just want her to stop taking our calls is what
yes,
they want.
Just stop taking the Free Stater calls.
I think there's a difference, though, because essentially I think the game a lot of people play is they're trying to use softer words. Most people don't want to think of themselves as people who are violent or initiate force or want
absolutely
to control other people. But essentially in that email she said, I don't consider myself this, but yes, I do want to control you because if I think it's necessary.
Right.
So
anything that she decides is necessary.
But I think it's more a question of morality. I think it's more a question of, you know, either you do or you don't. I don't think that makes somebody stupid. I think it makes them not necessarily dishonest with themselves. I think they might want to play some word games with themselves to sort of soften the blow. I don't think they're necessarily lying to themselves about the viewpoint that they have. They would phrase it differently than you or myself, but then again, we would phrase our worldviews differently than our opponents. So they might say you're a crazy anarchist who wants no rules and disorder. You would clarify. They might have a shaded view of how you think about yourself, but essentially they're correct that you don't want a government, and you would agree. You would just phrase it differently. So I think in some ways it's to some extent a semantics game more than what actually is behind it, with the actual issues behind it.
You know, I think that I'm not saying that I hope this, but I'm just saying that I think that the likely result is that the Free State Project members will drive, TalkBack off the air.
If that's what it takes.
They will stop taking the calls, one of the two.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but here's what I wrote back to her. Cynthia, you're a very nice person, and I know you have the best of intentions. I really appreciate you've been so approachable and communicative in our interactions. You certainly had no obligation to invite me into your studio, and it's a credit to your open-mindedness that you had me in to talk. I understand that those who support the status quo are likely quite vocal toward you in their distaste for our freedom message. I've heard them call the show and complain, so I imagine that means they're calling you at home and emailing you as well. Surely your time in radio tells you that those who dislike programming are more likely to complain than those who appreciate programming are to compliment. Cognitive dissonance is a powerful feeling and motivator. Indeed, it would be uncomfortable to think of yourself in any way other than believing you're doing what's best. However, the reality of the situation is that no one is free to truly disagree with the system that you are a part of. As I pointed out on air, if I decide to stop paying for the government schools, I'll have my house stolen from me on paper. Then if I don't leave, men with guns will force me and my family out. If I live in the historic district and decide to paint my house without begging permission from my master, the city of Keene, I will be punished, likely with jail. As a final example of the absurd situation we're in, an associate of mine had his freedom stolen from him for holding a plant in his hand. Your rules you may find reasonable, while others find them abhorrent. In a free market, when I disagree with certain rules, I can choose not to do business with the entities that hold those rules. For instance, I can choose not to eat at a place that requires I wear formal clothing. The formal dining restaurant will not raid my home and terrorize my family at gunpoint to force me to put on a suit and attend their pricey dinner party. Seeing the gun in the room can be an uncomfortable thing to someone who believes in the system, but I assure you...
Especially when they hold the gun.
Yeah, but I assure you, it is there. There's a little bit more, but we're out of time, so it has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.